Okay.
Since Chairman Spotler was absent, I'll call this TIF meeting to order. The only item of business is to discuss the TIF application for Archie's, which is the former Dairy Queen building located on South Main. Everyone had a chance to look it over?
Looks like he's looking at two signs. One's a double-sided lighted box sign. Digital print, looks like it's gonna be $3,600. And then he wants a single-sided light box sign, LED illuminated for $1,645.
Thank you, Levi. What's the total, $5,300?
That's how much they're asking for.
Anybody have any ideas? Just wanna, can, what are the options for this? Is it the grant?
All of, yeah, grant.
All of the above, right?
All of it, yeah.
Whatever we're gonna do, okay.
How much is the total?
I'm big on giving them half. I think that's a generous helping out. But hey, that's only me.
What history, what has history told us we've done on signage? You know?
I think all of it, previous years.
What's the facade?
That's the outside of a building.
That's.
Isn't that what this is considered, facade?
Outside, would it not, could you not use that for a sign?
Regular TIF, I think. I think facade's like the, on the building.
Yeah, I think the facade is part of the actual building.
It has to be part of, okay.
It's like if a sign was attached to the building or something like that.
No, or like siding.
It's separate.
Siding windows, stuff like that, facade.
They were like doing the front of the building or something, and then.
I don't know, this is a.
What was it?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this the first TIF application that I've seen that says jobs created for? I haven't seen a TIF application that said any jobs created. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, this was put on there, but most of them don't.
And I would imagine it'll be more than four once he really gets it going.
Right.
I mean, if everything works like we hope it does.
Right.
What were you wondering, Kendall?
The total amount, is that 53?
They're asking for 53.
Oh, okay.
For total price of the two signs.
Back here.
That's.
That's the two individual signs separated.
Yes, on the back.
Yeah, that. Actually, it's. I don't understand what.
Looks like they overshot it by a little bit to make sure to cover their expenses.
Yeah.
$5,245.
It's $5,245, isn't it?
You know, whatever, they, it's one of those you have to bring in receipts, right? Anyway, so.
Yeah.
They're just rounding up.
Read that whole line.
Cost not to exceed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's optional.
How much unallocated money do we have in the TIF fund, Levi?
I don't have that digit.
There should be.
Oop, Chairman Spotler is here, he's taking over the meeting.
Take the pressure off.
The meeting order.
There you go. Well, I've already got that taken care of, man.
There's probably 30 or 40.
Something like that in the TIF fund?
Well, that part of it's allocated already, so probably at least 30, it's not allocated.
30 that's left.
Yeah.
Till more start coming in.
I didn't want to just say 32,000.
Is there any? Is there any?
Must be in
rumor projects? Everybody's talking about TIF or?
I haven't heard anything of you.
I mean, I haven't either.
Nope.
I haven't either.
Well, that's the special meeting.
Yeah.
I think $3,000 is a good price.
Grandma Gallery.
Are they gonna come here to talk about it? Do another one?
I tried to get ahold of them, didn't answer, but he should be. I mean, they were notified.
Right, okay.
Oh, so they're just wanting TIF routes outside signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you turn the part of it back a couple pages, I see it's $5,300. Yeah, oh, you skipped a page. I done the same thing, mine stuck together too.
$3,000 would be a good, a little over half.
I said half, Kendall's saying three. Jimmy and Brad aren't saying anything.
That's not our committee.
Well, three's just a smidgen.
Yeah, that's what Kendall just said.
I kinda like.
Did he hear that from you?
What?
No.
It's just a smidgen over half, he said.
Just a little over half.
Yeah.
I just kinda like to take it with half that way. Nobody can say, well, you gave this guy more.
I don't care.
Oh, they're gonna say it anyway.
I'm okay.
I think we went a little more than half with this bid, didn't we?
Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah.
You certainly went more than half with Gary Pratt.
Yeah.
That was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Never would've got it out of me.
I'm okay with 30.
And then we got half a parking lot paid.
And we closed two other businesses.
That's the source of.
What do you guys recommend?
I'm good with whatever. I'm good with it all, really.
You're the boss.
Like I said, you create four jobs.
I'm good with all of it too.
If they can make go.
Yeah, they'll be more than four.
But that's what they're asking there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I thought we had it.
Anytime we can put tax money back in circulation, I'm good with.
Well, we're doing some.
We still have the sign deal or up to $5,000 or something.
VFW just did it.
And I know there's like three or four that's not already.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they're doing the sign out front too.
So they are bringing in.
Right. Wouldn't that be considered?
Too, so.
That's what I figured.
The facade on that building.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are.
On the building and then out front.
That's what I think. Is it, you sure one of them is not a drive-up sign, a drive-through window sign? I didn't read it real close, but.
Well, it's the old Dairy Queen sign that's out by the road and there's probably one on the building.
One of them's 60.
Yeah, I assume it's one on the building.
Yeah.
One's 60 by 60 and the other's 48 by 48.
Which I would think you'd about consider that facade, on that facade grant, which is up to $5,000.
Who's got the definition of facade? It's gotta be in the paperwork somewhere.
The ordinance. I don't have an ordinance, I don't have my computer with me.
Cause I thought that's what all the signage was for that grant. And we did all the signs in town, I thought we did it under the facade.
I did too, but they shot me down.
No, I was pretty sure every sign in town's been under facade.
I don't have a clue.
I don't, wasn't here when it was created, so, don't know. In the ordinance, I'm sure.
I thought maybe it was in this paper, this little booklet they just did.
If it's under there, that'd be great.
I'm pretty sure it was all under facade.
Okay, the facade improvement grant, I'll read it to you. Purpose of this program is to encourage and assist business and property owners within the city. TIF district to enhance, restore, and otherwise improve their building's facade. Including restoration of historic elements. The program provides a reimbursement of 50% of total approved project costs. Not to exceed $5,000.
See, that's improving your building.
So that's what I just gonna say, it's just improvement of the building, basically.
That's what I thought it was, but I don't really know for sure.
This is a, Paul, this is a TIF meeting.
TIF book.
If you're wondering, this is a TIF meeting happening before the actual city meeting. Just letting you know.
This is where the real money changes now.
Like to be transparent.
That's all right.
We're not expecting anything top secret anyway.
So So what about the sign on the building then? We're gonna split hairs.
It doesn't say it's on the building, huh?
They asked for $5,300.
Well, that's for doing the facade. Is that a part of it? I think that's the biggest price of it. The
Hillside.
Oh, yeah, compared to mount directly to building exterior.
I don't really think the sign on the building is a facade. A facade is part of the building. Part of the structure.
Off the siding window.
Yeah.
Off the facet too, it becomes a facade.
I bet it's connected by concrete.
It's part of the building, it's on the building.
Okay.
You're the boss, you call it.
I'll call the tax.
The meaning of facade is the face or front of the building.
Face or front of a building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what facade means.
That not the face?
Make your own ruling.
It's $8.95 on the facade grid. Whatever I'm in or something.
How much money we got?
Thirty.
$30,000, something.
Something like that.
Did they get one on the hotel, do you remember?
They, their last tip was the tax, they got $15,000 in tax for their tax money for 5 years. So they got like $75,000 last time.
Oh, for the motel?
Yeah.
Got what, like taxes forgiven or something?
Well, what they did, they go pay their taxes and then come over here and bring the receipt and then we could reimburse them $15,000.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
For 5 years.
I think we did that with the bank too.
So it's $15,000 a year for 5 years?
There you go.
How much that is.
How many years have they been open?
They're wanting $5,300 for new signs.
How many years? They've been open 7 or 8.
So I mean, they've already got that money and it's been paid back. They don't get any more. Oh, okay, that's what I was wondering.
Personally,
okay,
good. It's your business, it's your
good
money. But you know what? If you don't give them the money and you still got it in the bank at the end of the year, you won't get it again. So
yeah, I mean, that's why
we developed the
TIF.
Yeah, that's what
they can ask for,
because we want to see the improvements.
Yeah, the TIF money's there to improve and to help them out.
Just the pictures I've seen on the inside, it definitely improved the place.
Yeah, at least this isn't remodeling an apartment. Right. I'll agree with that.
We offer a discount to Lewistown residents.
And they're going to hire people.
Yep.
And we'll have another place that we can eat.
That we need.
You know, I think the choices you've got.
So that's the consensus.
So where are we at?
You're almost a little more than half, 3,000.
I think that's a good deal. I think all of them is a good deal.
I'm fine.
But I think realistically what we've been doing here lately is at least half or, you know.
I don't like giving all our money to one person. I'd rather help several different people.
As long as it comes back, that's the main thing too.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a new plan. That's what's scaring me.
Maybe you set a fence up across the street.
Get a new tip.
How you doing, Mom?
Step forward, sir. $5,300 for signage.
Huh?
On the TIF, Jesus wanted $5,300, so we were thinking.
What's going on?
We've thrown around 3,000, which is a smidge over half. Opinions from people, what they think.
I'm not a voting member.
You vote in the meeting, so
they won't get
the
vote. Speak now and fire with me.
I want to see the menu before we get any money.
I get open water, take that.
Handed out five scholarships.
We could discuss how many likes they got.
How many what they got?
Likes for Archie.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Yep.
Pretty highlighted.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's what they tell me anyway.
Down with your meeting. That's
how people keep scoring nowadays.
Well, if everyone's okay, then we'll go with the 3,000 and how much it was decided.
$3,000?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, me.
You're the chairman, take a hold on the horns and tell us about that, you're gonna get $3,000.
All right, we'll vote on the council meeting. Motion to adjourn the TIF meeting.
I'll second that motion.
If you'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Walmsley will say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for another springtime that's come around, for crops going in the field and water too. But Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name. We're reminded tonight that we will ultimately give account to you and answer to you for the decisions we make. And Father, we just pray that we would keep you at the top of our minds when we make all our decisions. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You all be seated. Thank everybody for coming. Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leiferry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of April 24th City Council meeting and the April 26th.
I move to approve the minutes of the April 23rd, 2024 City Council meeting and the April 6th special City Council meeting. April 26th, I'm sorry.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve those 2 minutes. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on, clerk's report.
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you. Treasurer's report.
I have nothing other than I'm going to be a great grandma again tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning to a little girl named Remington Louise. That's all I have.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you need to tell her years from now that you are on the public record, girl. Everyone in town was about it. All right. Thank you very much. Any questions of the treasurer? Business, not baby. All right. Moving on. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
I have nothing until 13 a.m.
Thank you, sir. Engineer, I didn't see the engineer here this evening. Public comments and petitions. Does anyone from the public wish to address this council? Going once, going twice. All right. Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderwoman Sally Clark.
No report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Nothing unless I have a mention. I got the anthracite order. It's good GA registers waiting for that stuff to come in so we can get new media and all of our
buildings. All right. Thank you, Evan. Streets and Alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
I have nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
Nothing.
Thanks, sir. Water, Alderman Kendra Mulder.
Need yourself the water, I'm tired of mowing. So I don't have anything
at this time. All right, thank you, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I got a couple things just want to mention. Evan and Kenny Hickey took out a public announcement system. Outdoor speakers for the Christmas in the park. And Evan tried it out today, just one speaker on it, and Levi will testify that it'll blow you out of your chair.
Yeah, the whole building is rumbling.
Or the whole system cost $600.
All right.
And another thing that we're going to be working on or working toward, I was approached by some family members of the older citizens in town, and they want to put a concrete slab, or they would like us to, for a dance floor for Thursday night music in the park. I said something to Evan one day about it, and And he had a plan like he always does in his head. He said he's had that idea for a while. So by next meeting, we'll have stuff on paper. He wants to incorporate extra picnic tables for an eating area so everybody can sit and eat. And the dance floor would be adjacent to the where the picnic tables are. So that's all I got.
Did I let you know about the siren? Tornado siren on South Main was not working.
I didn't know that.
Across from the restaurant.
Nobody told me that.
When did it?
I got a phone call the other day that said it's not working, so
okay. Who do we...
When did they test it? It's on.
Well, they didn't test it last time because we had storms and he was afraid if he tested, everyone would be heading for their basement. But I think the time before that, it didn't.
So who do we get a hold of to fix it?
Was it Reagan's?
I was going to say Reagan Services, those, I think.
Not Reagan's. Okay. Communications.
So what? All right. We'll make inquiries and... We'll get Levi to get a hold of someone.
Levi's on it.
I can do that. Fix it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Moving on. Tourism. Alderman Kendall Miller. Excuse me.
They had Chamber of Commerce had their meeting out to the high school here and ask everybody if you haven't yet signed up. On their site, there's a site that you can sign up and take the survey. And if you can help, definitely need help. And if you have any ideas, they want them passed on. So make sure you check that out. Junk in the Trunk has started. I was there last week. It was a little chilly, but it seemed like a pretty good idea. I've had several people set up. And then, of course, Music in the Park starts here in a couple weeks, and first Thursday in June. I think other than that, I think...
Yard sales were a good success, too.
Okay.
Spring Fling.
Mm-hmm. Spring Fling floor, that was a good success for everybody.
I think Karen Myers-Rawler talked to that. That was pretty successful. I think I counted 23 vendors or vehicles out there that were jumping the trunk that night, even though it was raining.
They didn't count.
Yeah.
I think there was like... 23 at one time.
Yeah, it
wasn't
the rain, it
would have
been really.
That one was a fudge.
I know they were discussing a time change. I don't know if they ever settled it or not, but anyway, that's all I have on your tourism right now.
And when is this Junk in the Trunk? Is it reoccurring?
Every Thursday, I think until October.
Mm-hmm. What's the time on that? So they have it 3 to 7 at Sycamore Acres. Every Thursday until October. Okay. And Music in the Park starts every Thursday. Yeah, so that's why they did 3 to 7, so that people would then go over to Music in the Park and potentially.
Okay.
Very good.
It's about bad for the time when the weather gets straightened out and it's not raining, you'll have a whole backyard.
That they plan to outgrow the space.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if someone has something to sell, they can just bring it there on Thursday?
No fee. They just set up. We just set it up in the back.
To when? October?
From Farmer's Market.
It's until October.
So vegetables, there was eggs there. There was plants for sale.
No sales tax.
Cool. Cool. Very cool.
Yep. It's good old-fashioned fellowship.
Amen.
I pulled up, sold out of the back of the truck, and worked pretty good.
That's cool.
We have public restrooms, too, so that works out. Yeah, that's good, too.
An opportunity to get some room in your shed down here.
Yeah, it's also an opportunity to fill it up more.
There's a page, too, if you want to put what you're bringing in. People pre-sell for it, too. And just see that. Yeah. Instead of meeting someone on Facebook at your home, it's a safe place.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it. Moving on, tax increment financing. Alderman John Spotlow.
14B.
All right. Thanks, sir. Citizens Committee. Amanda. I don't see Amanda. Amanda leaving a message.
We'll be getting together Friday to fill out an application for the water grant that's needed to be filled out by the city. So that's why she can't take care of it.
Okay.
So we'll be meeting Friday between 3 and 4 p.m. So it'll be a late day right there.
All right.
And I'd like to mention, too, as far as citizens, I just come from the Lewiston High School.
and the American Legion Men and American Legion Auxiliary, we give out 5 scholarships, $500 each, to some veterans' daughters and granddaughters tonight at the high school. Very rewarding.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Christmas committee, I don't see Kenny and Janie. Anybody, any word from Kenny? All right. The economic development committee.
But you already talked about LEAP. It was a successful meeting. There was approximately 45 people there, which was great. Some of them were over there sharing ideas. I will have a handout for you, I think, next time on some of the ideas. One of the big ones was the square and trying to do something on the square. Michelle's here. I was going to bring up your thing tomorrow that I'll be going to as well about historic development, but there's also the mapping, and the mapping sent out dates for August. So Lewistown mapping that was done 12 years ago with Western Illinois University, I believe it is. They agreed to do 3 sessions in August, so I can send you all the dates too as well, and then invite everybody. The way she said she does it is she invites everybody that was part of the last mapping to go to this one as well, so there will be invites that are sent out and communication before that all happens. We'll talk about tomorrow and your...
And so then if anybody is interested in learning about historic preservation for some of your older buildings in town, we have Quinn Adamowski from Landmarks Illinois. They are a not-for-profit organization. They're based out of Chicago. And he is coming in town. He's staying in Canton tonight. He was in Lincoln today. He's going to do a free presentation at the Historic Train Depot in Canton tomorrow at 10 a.m. He'll be speaking from 10 to 12. It will be an interactive presentation. But I did tell him that my office does serve all of Fulton County, so I've given him a lot of bullet points about Lewistown being the county seat and how important it is for us to save the buildings around the square in Lewistown, around our courthouse, and how important it is for Lewistown to have the downtown area be restored. So he will be giving a presentation about different programs that the state and the federal level have to help with finances as far as grants and tax programs and things that would help to save some of the buildings that are in disrepair in our downtown areas. And so that's 10 a.m. at the Historic Train Depot, which is on 4th Avenue in Canton tomorrow, if you would like to attend. It is a free presentation.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Anyone have any questions of these two ladies? All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to move on. Like Public Work Report from Mr. Evan Palmer.
All I got to add this week is the crews about done getting all the banners, flags, and flowers up, and then hopefully the end of this week into next week school will be getting out, so we'll be looking at hiring summer help so we can get that rolling.
Have you had any applications for summer help yet? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have
after
that. I have nine applications right now.
Very good. Very good. All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. All right. Moving on to unfinished business. It's the ordinance amending the liquor licenses.
I think on the liquor license, we probably want to put a hold on approval. Maybe some more changes. Discussing a little bit about it earlier, but one of the things is the detail on the fencing. We were discussing, I don't know how to put it, but just it being roped or fenced or roped off or fenced or roped off with a designated sign or something that says no one under 21 or something like that on it. But maybe striking where you got to have a post every 4 feet, and or it has to be 4 foot tall, and has to be supported every 10 feet, and it's a little specific about how to put a fence in, and if we need that, that's fine, but.
Where did you get this information?
It's in the, on the new ordinance, on the ordinance change for.
You gotta have fence and fence posts.
Do you have it over there, Sally?
I have, I don't.
I didn't hear you said something about a sign.
I'm just saying that instead of having, it's so general as far as a 4-foot fence and.
It gets real specific about fence in there.
Fence post and.
I got you. I mean, isn't.
Just having a, at least, it has to be roped off, of course. And I think that's what the VFW does, at least ropes off.
Right.
And then, maybe with a sign on it, just to, no one under 21.
Oh, okay.
And have one entrance in and one entrance out for.
You're saying replace fence with rope, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Cause the fence is usually the orange snow fence.
Yeah, and it's like a 4-foot snow fence, which is.
Right.
Kinda hard to do if you're gonna have an event and pretty costly and.
Right.
I don't think it's necessary, but.
Like right next door here, they wouldn't be able to drive posts in the ground to hold the fence.
No, you're right, I agree, you'd have to put.
Really, you've dealt with snow fence, I'm sure. 10-foot apart doesn't hardly keep the fence up anyway.
No.
But if it has, if it's roped off, at least Bud has to have, maybe specify signage on it, you know, says no one under 21 or.
Okay, I got you.
You know, Billy and them could make some sort of things that had some weight to them that held a rope.
Right.
You know,
Hang wire with four different legs on it.
Right.
Yeah, you could stand there and hold the rope. I mean, there's lots of options.
But other than that, I think that's really the only change. Would be that, everything else looks good.
What are you thinking, Sally? Have you seen enough of it to have an opinion yet?
I think it's okay.
We better do it, we gotta do it.
Yeah, we gotta do it, you know. Keep it legal.
You can keep that, I don't need it, I read it.
Keep it legal and insurance wise too, I think it's a good idea.
Get some angle iron and somebody knows how to weld it.
I mean, I know a few of the fences we've had, either there or other places, have just roped it off. And you got one entrance in, and one entrance out, and somebody keeps an eye on the entrance, nobody 21, or nobody under 21. You could do that with signage, put a sign there on it, either a sign on the post, put there all the time, or just hanging on your fence, there's no one, and that way, I mean, that's gonna benefit them.
So do you know what we're doing now, Nathan?
I do believe that I understand that we want at minimum a rope that's designating the area with signs that say you have to be 21 to enter. And I know, I don't have any specific recollection of where all that came from. Most likely we copied somebody else's.
Yeah.
Or it's in the state statute, which I can't imagine they'd specify any of that, but I'll look at it. If it's not in the state statute or the municipal code, we'll make those changes. I do want.
It was just a little too specific almost.
Yeah. And like I say, I wouldn't have come up with that on my own. I don't think anybody here would have, so.
Kinda looks like it came from somebody else's ordinance somewhere.
That's no sense in reinventing the wheel, right?
Maybe Ted G did it.
I doubt it. I think this is something that I did. I just don't remember where I got it. So anyhow, the thing that wasn't mentioned in the original conversation, which I was present for the meeting when this was brought up, Levi had related the information to me about changing the outdoor events on premises section of the ordinance. The independent permits, though, that follow that, I've included that as an amendment as well, because there was conversation, I guess, or discussion in the independent permit section about how that wouldn't count against the three permits that you have in the outdoor permits if you're the bar owner. Independent permits look more at benevolent organizations, charities, things like that. I didn't think we would want to limit the number of those. I didn't think we would want to charge the $20 for those, so I struck that. And there still is required, because I didn't have any guidance on this, 30-day advance notice on that. We changed from 14 to 7 on the bar owners' outdoor permits. Now it's.
It should probably be 7 on the other one, too. What do you think, Kendall?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
If you can legally do it, it's fine.
Well, that's not a legality that we have to concern ourselves with so much as just being able to vet the organization. I mean, if we came up with a, you know, Wendy Martin Benevolent Society or something along those lines, and it was a complete fraud, and we raised a bunch of money, the city may not be able to ascertain that information within 7 days. But
yeah.
if we're comfortable that that's not going to happen, then I'll change that requirement to 7 days as well.
And the basic of the whole thing to change it was just to eliminate. I think it's like limited to like three events, and we have more than, hopefully we have more than three events, period.
So.
Did you guys decide about the street?
Huh?
Street?
Right. Street, specify the street? Well.
Was there anything
I've
on
got
there?
I've got it, man.
I'm
done. Thank you.
That was brought up too, whether it's specified in here that we can close the street.
Not in this section.
What do we do about the street then, Nathan?
Well, you guys have always closed down this just by, they raise the issue, it gets put on the agenda, you guys agree to close the street for the poker run or whatever they do. This allows them to serve alcohol outside when that street's closed, so I think we're good. I mean, I think it's covered. We don't need to merge the two.
Well, that's why I said it, I mean, we do have a street closing. They have to bring it before, I think, submit it before the council.
Correct.
Any street closing has to be approved by the council.
You guys vote on it. Evan brings up the barricades, close off the street. If they're going to serve alcohol out there, they're going to rope it off however we tell them to, and then they'll be able to serve alcohol if they have a permit by this ordinance.
Okay, now, we need to make sure that especially Billy Simmons is notified that she still has to come and get permission for the street.
I agree with that.
Right, so tomorrow somehow connect with her if you can, please.
Absolutely. She admitted it, that she, when she came and talked to me about it originally, she said, I know that I haven't been bringing it to everyone's attention every single time, so.
So yeah, if you guys are good with that, I'll make those changes. We'll have the new draft ready for review next time.
That's all I have on that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the input.
Yeah. Do we have any other discussion on this issue? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on. New business. Discuss price of GCC licensing for police department emails.
So that's the process that we've been going through since December about getting the police department their own separate secured emails. We went through the application process. This is you guys okaying that we're okay to spend some money in order to get the domain that makes it secure, that keeps it away from your normal Gmail or anything like that. So it's a price of $314. $15. And you guys, Alex, our tech guy who's with Cheney, he just wanted it to be brought to your guys' attention so you guys are all right with it.
So is this a one-time fee or a yearly fee?
It'll be a yearly fee, I'm sure, because we're buying Microsoft. But also, I think it's probably going to be a requirement for the cities to get a .gov.
Yeah, there is. They don't. That's where you're going to kill. That's one time fee.
And also with, once we get our website updated, I'm sure we need to get the city on the email, just like that.
He recommended that to me as well. If this process goes good and these emails are all very secure, that the city can look into getting their own secured email.
I knew you'd know. I had no idea. Okay.
There's never one time.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
We need a motion.
I don't know. Chris, do you have anything to add to this? It's for your department.
Yeah, we need this done. This has been something that I've been trying to get done since I came on. Almost everything that we do as far as the body cams and everything else has to have a secure email tied to it so that it can be shared with the state's attorney's office and all this other stuff. So, and I know that in this town, the city has a Gmail account. I don't have a password to get into it to check any emails and go to it, anything like that. This will set it up so that if officers are following up on cases, they can stay in contact with people and everything. Plus, if there ever was a FOIA for the Lewis Town, because it's doing business as an entity, all the emails in that account are FOIAable. It'd be better to have the police department have its own security units for everybody.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the $315 for the Two Trees technology.
I'll second it.
All right, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none. Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
I'm just going to hear. Okay. Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Moving on.
We're on the TIF thing since he had to leave.
Discuss the TIF application for Archie's. Alderman Spotlow was called away to an emergency with the ambulance. He was the chairman of that committee. But the committee recommended a amount of $3,000 for toward this TIF application. We're open for further discussion.
I move that we give Archie's a $3,000 grant for their upgrading of signage.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next order of business, the seal coat bid for motor fuel tax.
Just had you sign the documents that George Merkel needed in order to send those out, get that approved. And I have the amounts in here on the tabulation of bids. We only had one bid come in. I mean, I guess that's pretty common.
Yeah.
And George Merkel projected our projects for this to be $91,000 and some change, and we came out with the bid at $89,466.45.
66 and 45?
Yes, ma'am. $89,466.45.
Evan, you're aware of all this?
Yeah.
And you're good with all this?
Yes. That's the project that we're going to do. Last year didn't do it, and then this year moving forward, and we talked about, you know, we'll do Catholic next year, but we'll come back to this, and the project is going to be a lot cheaper than last year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, no one has any further comments. We get a motion to approve this. Seal coat bids.
Bid came in from IRC. I guess that's a reoccurring individual that's done it before. It's
a long story.
Short. That's fine.
And you need motion?
I believe so.
Usually you don't bid on it. I mean,
we don't vote on it?
It's no, because it's already been approved.
It's already been approved.
Meetings.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's been made aware, and we'll move on. I have a CD that matured at Ipava State Bank.
Well, it doesn't mature until the 23rd. We've got 10 days after that, so really it didn't need to be on this one this time. It could be on the next one. But it is in a 16-month, and it's earning 3.5%. Do we want to look into different terms besides the 16-month? It's always been in the 16-month.
Yeah, I think we need to size up what.
So you want to look into
like other terms?
Like
that
put
other
that other one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And check with all the other banks?
Probably ought to. It keeps them from complaining, right?
Okay.
Gives everybody a fair shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that should be kind of our standard operating procedure, that just check with all the banks anytime one comes matured and bring us the figures and
start
and, and the council will vote on it.
Make sure you give them a deadline when to respond by.
Yes, yes. So put it out and bring it back to the next meeting and we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, we'll table that. All right, next thing on the agenda is the appointment of the department heads. Public Works Director is, I'm going to appoint Evan Palmer, reappoint Evan Palmer. The Administrative Assistant, I'm going to reappoint Levi Weitzmeyer. And the Chief of Police, I'm going to reappoint Chris Ford. So, any discussion on those?
I move to approve the mayor's appointments.
I second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote. Or wait a minute, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Caught me off guard, Kendall. All right, we have no further business. Everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments?
I got one comment. That's not on the bills and that, but I got one comment about this council. That's not bad. But anyway,
welcome.
I will say this council, I've seen a lot of here lately and that there's been a lot more discussion about things. I mean, we talk about things and discuss it instead of just sitting here moaning and groaning or not saying anything. And so I appreciate it. I think it helps. I mean, it's a benefit to the community that we do this.
Sure is.
And that's what we're here for.
Right.
It is the way it's supposed to be. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's what I said before. I don't want to be a dictator. People come to me and ask me questions about doing things. I always bring it back to the board. You know, this is a group effort here. And
when somebody comes to me with an idea, I bring it to you guys. I don't care if I think it's silly or a good idea. You bring it.
Nope. I think we work well together.
From one councilman to another, I even have seen improvements on making a motion.
All right. All right, enough patting ourselves on the back. Let's go back to work. The bills.
Make a motion to approve all bills properly endorsed.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to pay the bills. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right, bills are paid. No one needs a closed session this evening. We do not need a closed session. If nothing further, if I have a motion to adjourn, please.
So be it.
Second that motion.
All right. This meeting is hereby adjourned. May God bless you all.